Alaska State Representative Sharon Cisner was the star witness at a U.S. House hearing today. The Transportation Security Administration was under scrutiny in Washington for its use of full body scans and hands-on examinations. Cisner told members of a House Oversight Subcommittee about her experience getting what she describes as an invasive pat-down at the Seattle-Tacoma Airport last month. Cisner is a breast cancer survivor and has scars from a mastectomy that showed up in a full body scan. When a TSA worker insisted on touching her, Cisner refused. She was not allowed to fly, so she left the airport and made the long trip to Alaska by road and ferry instead. Cisner told the committee that the innocent phrase pat down didn't begin to describe what she went through the first time she had to get a body search after her scars registered on a scanner.
It's the feel up I don't like. It's not a pat down.
Cisner said after the hearing that the first invasive body search was a horrible experience for her, and she vowed never to go through it again.
Either the chairperson or one of the other people on the committee mentioned sexual assault, and that's exactly what it was to me. It was sexual assault, and I reacted with horror, nightmares. It was not until, and it was my husband that was kind of saying, Sharon, you have to deal with this, my coming up with the decision that I would never do it again, that I would never, ever do this again.
Members of Congress praised Cisner for sharing her story. The top representative on oversight issues, California Republican Daryl Issa, said after the hearing that Congress has heard from minority groups which believe they're being racially profiled, but that Cisner's testimony brought a new perspective on who is being affected by the TSA rules.
The laws and protections are not there for the many. It's there for the few. It's there to protect those who would otherwise be mistreated or the system falls apart. And because you happen to be not Muslim, not Arab, it's particularly important to say, look, this is happening to all Americans, which means it's failing for all Americans.
Issa says that he's against them not only because they are, in his opinion, invasive, but because he believes they're a waste of money. Sharon Cisner isn't alone in her experience. Her written testimony included letters she's received from Americans who have also felt assaulted or invaded by the TSA pat-downs. She says she's now a part of a movement of people fighting the TSA rules.